Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's the Wednesday edition of Sports Time Radio. Give me a second. I got to add something to my shopping list, or else I'm going to forget tomorrow. All right, here we go. What is it? I said it's Wednesday, right? So let's jump right into this. I'm the Big Jack Houston, the man. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Sports Time Radio. If you'd like to call in and talk to us, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, head on over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is Sports Time Radio. Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burktime, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z Man. And as I was saying, Big Jack, start the show off on a light note. Hopefully we don't get too dark. Thing like that. But, yeah, so I was giving this lady a hard time on Facebook in a group because she mocked somebody for a joke about their spelling. And, you know, when someone makes a joke about spelling, especially if you want to be a grammar police, I'm going to be right behind you to, you know, tell you you're wrong too. So I literally copied everything. I just copied what she posted and then changed, you know, spelling from punctuation or no, grammar to grammar. And then it irritated her. And I was, you know, everyone in the group was, you know, making jokes. So I thought, you know, like, I wasn't really trying to be a total prick today, but, you know, that goes. So, you know, just going back and forth, I thought it was funny at first. And I thought, you know, she would think it was funny, too, because a couple of people laughed at it, whatever. No big deal. And she just kept going back and forth, calling me a prick, and I'm sad. And then all I would do is I wouldn't really respond. You know, I would just put the asterisk and then just correct all her mistakes. And I just kept doing that. So, you know, and then she got mad and called me a child and I have no life and, you know, whatever. So, but, you know, and how does this relate to sports, Big Jack? Well, I can relate to sports because I got the last word in, so I won. So,
it's just interesting but it could be mean to that person, but when you did it to her, there was a problem. So,
yeah, well, and that's exactly what I said. You know, I didn't, you know, and I think it's one thing, and, you know, and this kind of correlates because this happens in the sports world a lot. You know, one guy takes it one way and whatever. But, you know, that was one thing I said was, you know, in the end, she told me I need to get a clue. And I was like, yeah, I've got the clue. I totally get it. It's okay for you to mock somebody, but if someone mocks you back, then it's not right. And like a child that you keep calling me, you get so mad that you have to resort to insulting when I've never once insulted you. And, you know, kind of like that, and to get off your high horse, and she never responded. But, you know, it was all in good fun at first. I was like, geez, don't take it down a notch here. You know, but that's the one thing that I think happens so much with you know, politics in general today, what's going on in the world, and then with, you know, even sports is you're only allowed one-sided, you know, one view. And I think that's one of the things that irritates me is, you know, with the social issues we have going on, but even with baseball, you know, I'm in a couple of baseball groups, and I still see guys that are like, oh, it's not going to be real baseball because it's going to be all DH. Okay, I mean, Big Jack, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. My point of view is I like the pitcher batting, okay? I grew up watching the National League my entire life. This is what I've seen. Why would I tell you? What's my reason behind the DH not coming in universally? Because I don't really like it that much. That's the end of the story. You know, you're going to have your opinion, but it's just amazing how these guys get so mad about it. And you know what? And we talked about it before. I'm very accepting of the DH. It's just the way baseball is going to be. But I don't think it's the end of the world. You know what I mean?
Well,
so it's just,
be,
I kind of, yeah. Well, I want to get your thoughts on it, too. Yeah. Well, I'm reading a book about that right now, but it's hilarious because people get so mad and then start insulting each other, and it's like, guys, it's social media. You're never going to meet. And not only that, why is it so hard to have just a conversation about it instead of, you know, hey, I disagree with you, but it's okay. I don't get it. Maybe that's what I'm trying to ask you, Big Jack. Why is that such a problem that two people can't disagree anymore?
Well, that's just the way the world is now. You're either with the majority or you're wrong. You can't have you can't have your own opinion. You're just kind of locked into the communist attitude of this is what we're going to do, whether you like it or not. You just got to kind of go along with it.
And I bring that up too because, you know, you mentioned yesterday you didn't see anything about the Universal DH, and then I'm seeing, you know, I'm getting the MLB app is finally active, Big Jack, in case you were wondering. So I've been getting updates about who's going to be this team's DH. And then when the Cubs one popped up, you know, this is where, like you had said earlier, if I had a gun. Cubs, who's going to be their DH? Have you not watched MLB? Do you not follow the Cubs at all?
It's going to be Daniel Descalzo?
Yeah, exactly. So that one just cracked me up. But, you know, you mentioned DH wasn't going to be there, and I'm getting all these notifications. So I wanted to know if you could clarify that because I really didn't even look today. She's been so busy. And then, like I said, people get so mad about the DH. It's not real baseball. It's lazy. You know, I'm like, geez.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of weird because, like, yesterday when all the news broke about how the owners had voted to force a season, the one thing that was pointed out was the fact that there would be no universal DH. But then when I was perusing some news and I was kind of going over what was going to go on before I started work this morning, I saw that there would be they had decided that there would be a universal DH. So somewhere between the original announcement and by the time I got to, you know, work at like 2 a.m., they made the decision that they were going to go with the DH. I'm to the point now where I can't stand the DH because that's not how baseball was originally set up to be played. I'm sorry your pitchers can't hit, but that's on you, because I find it hard to believe that a guy who pitches once every 5 days can't work on his hitting those other 4 days. That's very difficult because, I mean, it appears that Shohei Ohtani has been able to do it, but yet no other pitcher, you know, no other starting pitcher, maybe with the exception of Madison Bumgarner, can figure out a way to learn how to hit. So, you know, the argument there is just incredibly ridiculous and stupid because you and I have been over it 1,000 times. More or less every team I ever played on, the pitcher was always one of the better hitters on the team. You know, and when he wasn't pitching, he was playing shortstop or he was playing center field or he was playing one of the other, you know, quote-unquote marquee positions, you know, in baseball. But then all of a sudden they graduate to the major league level and they forget how to play the game. And I get it. You know, the American League brought it in because they wanted to be different. They wanted to score more runs. Baseball for the longest time has equated scoring runs with drawing fans, a.k.a. McGuire, Sosa. Then after the strike, they allowed everybody to gas up to hit home runs. You know, last year we had the juiced ball. I know just a few years ago we had a juiced ball as well. So, you know, that's their decision is runs equal fans and ratings. So that's just what they've decided. So you don't need a pitcher who can't hit, can't bunt, can't run without hurting himself, which is another humorous thing because these guys are supposed to be athletes, which is just another ridiculous claim right now when it comes to the way they're seen. But yeah, you know, I mean, get rid of the damn thing. And you know, the other thing is I'm just tired of listening to it. You know, I mean, the media just gets frustrating when I don't know why the pitcher does this. Well, he's a baseball player. He's supposed to be an athlete. That's why they do
right.
it.
Why is he not being carried to the mound, right?
You know, why don't they drive him to the mound on the bullpen cart and then pick him up after the third out is made so he doesn't have to walk back and forth? You know, it's just the natural stupidity of things and the way, you know, it kind of starts to shake out. And, you know, again, I mean, well, you know, like we went, you know, God, years ago and out of that minor league game because we had heard all the talk about Schwarber catching. You know, Kyle Schwarber is going to be a catcher. The Cubs have decided he's going to be a catcher. We go to the Class A minor league game, and he DHs. Boy, that really helped him as a catcher. So.
Well, and you're leaving out the other part. We were at a minor league Cubs versus minor league Cardinals game,
yeah.
And the DH was instituted. So, you know, I mean, to sit here and tell us that you know, especially Rob Manfred, you know, oh, it's not happening, it's not happening. Do you kind of feel like there's a little bit of a sweetheart talk or deal or somebody's, I don't know, somebody's decided this without, you know, public knowledge that it's so that we could set up for, because I don't know how long it's been since they've had the, you know, DH in the minor league. Do you think that kind of happened or, I don't know, I just feel like it was by design. You know, how do you eliminate the problem? You make all the pitchers not able to hit because, you know, they're 5-6 years into the minor league and they don't step to the plate anymore, even if they, you know, only pitch 3 innings that day. But the other thing I wanted to bring up. Oh, go ahead.
No. You know, it's one of these things that, you know, the union has made it clear that they want the DH universal because it becomes that extra roster spot for an aging player, you know, and he can kind of hang around an extended career. Because if you think about it, you know, is David Ortiz a Hall of Famer without the DH?
No.
He was a horrendous defensive first baseman. You know, I mean, there's only so long you could be able to put up with that. You know, you could say the same about Frank Thomas with all the injuries. I mean, he was almost exclusively DH'd by the end. I think he probably would have still had enough numbers to get in, but he wouldn't have had the numbers that he ended up with being able to be a full-time DH. But, you know, that's what they're looking for. It's another guy making a bigger salary, so he can give more to the union. You know, that's kind of what it is.
Oh, I don't know how you do it, Big Jack. Full circle. Cash rolls everything around me.
Yeah, well, you know, I get used to it because every time I get a raise, my union dues go up. So I lose a chunk of my salary to the union every time.
Well, and, you know, and I'm glad you're here for that, not for what happens, but. I remember having to join the union in high school for a grocery store so I can get an extra dollar on Sunday. But, you know, so one of the arguments, and I would like your take on it since you really aren't a fan of this it being instituted. One of the arguments, well, either way, that are brought up are the pitcher's numbers for batting, okay? So pitcher only makes 32 starts times 3, 90 at-bats possibly throughout the year.
If they're lucky now, you know. If a pitcher gets 2 at-bats in a game, it's a miracle.
Yeah. So, like I said, you're not really excited about it at all, but do you just see this? How do you interpret this? You know, to me, I feel like, okay, you're putting that out there, then – you don't really know baseball. So kind of take it from there, Big Jack.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it depends what you grew up with. You know, like you mentioned, you grew up watching National League Baseball. Well, National League doesn't have DH, obviously. You know, I actually started watching baseball and kind of remember before the DH even came into play. So, you know, I mean, Schaumburg Stu would actually be in that same boat to where, you know, he watched baseball before there was such a thing as, you know, a designated hitter. So, you know, I think that kind of factors, you know, in with all that stuff. I mean, if you're used to it, great. If you're not used to it, eh, you know, whatever. You know, like, I'm to the point, and, you know, everybody else needs to, you know, needs to get to this level. It's just what's going to happen. You know, there's nothing to the point that you can do about it. You know, you can piss and moan all you want. That's not going to affect the union from getting it in. You know, the owners seem willing to accept it, and that's all that's going to matter. You know, I mean, we can cry as much as we want about it. As long as they want it in and they've got the votes, it's going in. So you're either going to have to learn to like the game with the designated hitter, you're going to have to find something else to do in the summertime. Enjoy soccer, I guess.
Well, yeah, and I guess I should have just put myself out there and kind of go with what I was going with. So one of the arguments from a report, somebody on our local radio, could have been the national show, whatever, you know, he brought up the pitcher's numbers, you know, even Madison Bumgarner, Zach Greinke's numbers. And there's a couple other, I don't remember, you know, all the talk about Bumgarner, and he's got about a 190 average. And to me, that just annoyed the hell out of me that somebody who covers the game, supposed to know about the game, has supposedly been watching it their whole lives, doesn't realize that you cannot use a pitcher's season or career numbers to amount for anything. You know what I mean? I mean, to me, I'm like, hey, I don't like the DH. I prefer that the pitcher's hit. But, you know, if we're going to go to the other side, it's coming, like you said. We got to learn to accept it. I'm over it. For me, I'm looking at it. I'm going to tell you the truth. The pitcher doesn't need to hit because I'm paying him $30 million a year. Do you need another reason? Nothing to do about the numbers, because some of these pitchers can hit, and if they're trained, like you brought up, from the time they're in high school and they continue that on as adults, they'll be fine. But you can't take 190 at-bats if they're lucky versus – no, it wasn't – what did you say? It's like 90 – no, 30 games times two. So if they get 60 at-bats, 60 to 90 at-bats, you can't compare that to a guy who's getting almost 600. Oh, that doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, over 500.
So yeah, you know, and that's the tough thing with it. And I mean, you mentioned the one thing that really makes a difference now is the fact that there's a lot of money involved with these pitchers. And the last thing you want is a pitcher to get hurt running the bases, you know, pulling oblique, swinging the bat. You know, it's the nature of the beast right now, you know, and I mean, you know, imagine if, you know, you're a contender, you're the Washington Nationals, and, you know, Max Scherzer's on first base and he has to go to first to third on a single. He slides into third, he, you know, twists an ankle, tweaks a knee, pulls a groin, whatever happens, he's out 4 to 8 weeks. You've lost your ace going into the playoffs. That's going to make a gigantic difference, you know, when it comes to your season. So, it's understandable why they want to, you know, they want to do away with this. You know, again, like I said, it's just not something I like. You know, that's just me. That's how I am. You know, it's not how I was brought up. So, you know, we will see if this evolves into more players like Shohei Ohtani, where, you know, we have guys that do both. So, you know, that'll be interesting to see. I don't know.
I'm thinking that
if
they come from Japan.
Yeah. I don't know.
All the Americans
are trying
to try it.
Do pitchers hit in Japan? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know, but it just seems to me sometimes they're a little bit more progressive, you know, with doing different things and not just the old way. You know, because there's been the American-born players over the last couple of years that we've kind of followed a little bit, and then after a month or two, we're like, eh, that didn't work out, and he's no longer hitting.
Yeah, because if you look at it, I mean, like you mentioned Zach Greinke and Madison Bumgarner. Greinke hit .219 last year, and Bumgarner hit .184. So, it just kind of depends, how it works out. I mean, one of the better hitting pitchers were German Marquez, but he plays in Coors Field, so he has an advantage, right? So he hit .230. So I think that, I think he used his advantage of playing in Coors Field very well. But, again, it's to the point where it's time to go. It's time to let it go. I understand both sides of the argument. And, unfortunately, yeah. It's just time. It's time to say sayonara to the pitcher hitting and, move on. And, what the other thing, Dan, that may have come into play here, and I, again, just one of those, kind of conspiracy things, by the owners adopting the DH right now, when the new CBA comes up, the players can't use it as a chip because the owners have already accepted it.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's one less to deal with in collective bargaining.
Next up.
So, this is something, the owners have agreed to do, on their own. Obviously they've been talked about and that, they want it for the same reason I mentioned, they believe it was more run.
Yeah, well, and I can't see why both sides wouldn't, like you said, it's time, but I don't know what took so long, Did nobody want Theo to be able to have the DH while he was in office, so to speak?
No, I think what a lot of it was the fact that, this was important when there wasn't interleague play every night and there was a really big difference between the National and the American League. But I'm sure, obviously you remember when interleague play started, and it was just a series here and a series there. It was the hugest thing in baseball. Now that we have it every night, it's just kind of like, it's just another game on the schedule. It doesn't matter that they're national and they're American. It's just a game. It's just a game that, popped up on the schedule. So you might as well put everybody on the same playing field, bad pun there, on the same level, so to speak. We're going to use the DH when we're in the National League Park, but we're not going to use it in the American League Park. If you look at it, those National League fans miss out on seeing some of these guys who are exclusively a DH and can only DH, or you get the opposite where the American League team has to try to put him in the field and, A, it could be comical at times, but B, they're a clown as a defensive player, and you don't want to see that anyway.
David Ortiz,
so,
Chicago Cubs,
just
Red Sox.
Give everybody the same rules and let's run with it.
Yeah, and I just have to get this one off my chest, too. I'm tired of the, it's so stupid that they have two sets of rules. Technically, yeah, it's a rule. DH, pitcher, bats, DH bats. It's in the rule book, but I don't know. When I hear that, I just think, essentially to me, it would be like if the American League had the DH and the National League, you didn't use a glove. And, the game was like the dead ball era where it bounced once and you caught it with your hand. It's an out. You know what I mean? like you could take it back and just literally have two completely different sets of rules. So to make that as an excuse was just another one that always just bothered me, because it was like, with those people, you can't discuss it. It's
no.
Just, oh, you can't have two sets of rules. And whatever you say, they're just going to roll their eyes and, you know, not look at you while you talk about it. I'm sorry if you fall into that boat, but think about it.
The last time
you argue with somebody and you didn't, you know, listen to their side because you were just two rules, you know. So, I don't know. I wanted to get your quick take on that one. I'm sorry for the bantering today, but.
Well, the problem with me, of course, is the fact that I'm always right. So there's no use to arguing. Even if I'm wrong, I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that's kind of how it works, especially when it comes to sports. But I've never understood that argument, because that was one of the things I liked about baseball, was it was the same game, but it was different.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought that kind of made it cool, and that's what really made the World Series special to me, was you had two teams that didn't play each other the entire year, and then they have to come together for just one series. You know, you got seven games. The team that's the best through those seven games wins it all, and you have to make these little adjustments to these different rules. And I thought that was just fantastic when I was watching it growing up, and even to my years now. But having watched it for so long, I've just been browbeaten so badly by the media and baseball purists and people on this side and people on that side, that I really just don't care. I just want to see baseball. So give me whatever you got, and I'll deal with it, if there's a DH or not. I guess if I want to see the pitcher hit, I could go to a local Little League game, because I think they still hit there. So, do they play
the
Little League?
Does Theo come out?
No.
We live in Illinois. You're not allowed to do anything.
Yeah.
You think Theo comes out with it, and I told you so?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, on the plus side, for guys like you and Stu, now the Cubs don't have to trade Kyle Schwarber, because he'll have a role with the team, you know, and they can actually, maybe Alberto Almora will actually see the field like he should have the last 3 or 4 years, because now, you know, they don't have to hide Schwarber in left field to get his bat in the line. So, you know, this could all work out to the positive for you guys.
Yeah. What is your outtake on this season? Are you just kind of looking forward to obviously get back to seeing baseball? But, you know, it'll be interesting to have a World Series winner, because 60 games. But what do you think your takeaway will be from it? Just seeing the new DH universally, or anything you're looking forward to?
No, you know, I mean, I'm honestly to the point, you know, as weird as it is, I don't care. You know, the negotiations really just kind of tapped me out, and I'm glad I wasn't a reporter that had to cover it, because I would probably be in an institution right now, just with the way, you know, the proposals went, and, you know, 100 games, 60 games, 70 games. You know, the heads are going to meet, and it looks like we got an agreement, and then the players counter, you know, because like I said before, it's clear the players didn't want to have this season. You know, and maybe we still won't. There's always the opportunity that they could go on strike and not play the season, or, you know, they could opt out to decide not to play, like we did have an NBA player actually do that. So I don't know what baseball's stance is. I believe I saw that player would not be paid. I know the NBA had a cut system that they used for guys who didn't want to play, but I thought today MLB announced that if somebody decides they don't want to play, they just get nothing as a salary, which makes sense. I mean, you work, you get paid. You don't work, you don't get paid. You know, unfortunately for professional athletes, it doesn't always work like that. But, yeah, you know, like I said, I'm just kind of done.
And I literally just want this season to be over so we can go to next year and get a full season. And like today I was shocked that I got an email. They actually decided to cancel our money league that Mr. Fantasy and I do together. And these guys are, you know, hardcore season ticket holding ball fanatic. And I guess the vote was 11-5 to not have a season. So that's really overwhelming with that, these guys. So you can kind of see what this has done to, you know, just a small percentage there of guys who were really diehard baseball fans. So yeah, it's odd. So, but you know that, you know, unfortunately that's kind of where I'm stuck. Now, I did want to get your opinion. Have you had a chance to look at this schedule where it's 10 games against everybody else in your division and then kind of a hodgepodge of the other games? I know they're doing like the interleague rivalries and stuff. I know the Cubs and the White Sox have a 4-game series, and you know, I'm sure the Mets and the Yankees, Angels, Dodgers, stuff like that. Do you like what they went with for all of these 60 games?
I didn't really look at it a whole lot. Yeah, I just, you know, when I searched yesterday or the day before, it just said, you know, I didn't get a schedule. So I didn't really look at it. But you got to make it quick and easy. Yeah, you know, so I don't think it's worth doing all the traveling, especially with 60 games. You know, I understand that it's going to be more central, so you're most likely not going to get, you know, the East or the West Coast teams coming in here. So, you know, I don't think it's a bad idea. It's one of those, like, that's kind of why I asked you what your takeaway is from this season. And, you know, for me, I'm like, I guess it's just look at, I don't know, you know, look at what they're throwing at us. Because you got to wonder, if they do a central heavy thing, how long before, now that sounds crazy, but how long before they just get rid of American League and National League? Because what difference does that make? Once the DH is in the entire league, does it really make that big of a difference? And like you said, the interleague's kind of been thrown out a lot. So are we getting a glimpse of the future of baseball divisions?
Yeah, well, you know, I think something like that will come up kind of like it comes up with the NBA, where you get people complaining that there's, you know, all the good teams are in the Western Conference. You know, I think if we continue to see Mike Trout miss out on the playoffs, they're going to find a way to set this up to get him in there. Because, you know, he's obviously the best player in the game, but we've seen him in the playoffs all of one time. You know, they're going to look for ways to get those marquee players, you know, involved, be it either, you know, maybe we go back to where it's just one big, you know, American League, or, you know, one big American, one big National, and the top, you know, five teams get in. You know, the three go in as, you know, the top three seeds, and four and five do the wild card playoff to see who meets the top seed. You know, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me at all. So, yeah, I think it just kind of depends on, you know, who and how and which team just narrowly misses out. You know, this would really come up if the Yankees were just playoffs, you know, or the Red Sox. We would be hearing how we should just go to this. And then, you know, the Yankees would have been the fifth seed and they would have had a chance. Well, they would have had a one-game chance, but okay, great. You know, and you know, again, I mean, and this is the one thing that I hate so much about sports, is no matter what you or I or any other fan wants, it comes down to ratings and it comes down to money. You know, and if you're not a team or a player that gets ratings or, you know, draws money, they don't want anything to do with you. you know, and luckily in the Chicago area, for whatever reason, good or bad, the Cubs get ratings. People watch the Cubs, even when the team sucks. So, you know, we'll always have the opportunity to see them play. But, you know, in these other areas, you know, the Royals, the Pirates, the Rays, the Indians, these teams don't move that meter. So even as good as the Indians were for such a long time, you know, I'm sure Major League Baseball didn't care because they didn't draw ratings. You know, they didn't get ratings and they don't draw money. If it would have been, you know, the Indians and somebody else in that World Series instead of the Cubs, it would have been one of the lowest rated World Series in baseball history. The only reason that series drew was because the Cubs were in for the first time in 100,000 years.
Well, and, you know, when you say
it
like that,
is it 100,000 years?
Yeah, pretty close. I mean, if it was Mets Indians, I think you would have, you know, we would have watched, but like you said,
yeah,
you know, who gives you the ratings? That's why it was the Yankees and Red Sox in England. And then this year was the Cubs and Cardinals.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, why do you think, and I know I bitch about it here all the time, but why do you think the Yankees and the Red Sox are always featured on MLB Network and the Mickey Mouse Network? Because they draw ratings.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, Michael Kay and I are close personal friends because of all the times that the Yankees pop up on MLB Network and I get to listen to him call the game. I literally feel like him and I know each other personally because there, I think I've heard him more than I've heard some of the local announcers. Just because literally they're on every day.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, those are the things you got to do when you're in television. And I mean, as much as I would like to see the other teams, and luckily, you know, with the, you know, the MLB app, I can do that. You know, I mean, I'm, you know, like I'm the guy dumb enough to sit down and watch, you know, Royals Pirates if it's an interleague game, just because I want to see the players because I don't know a ton about them. You know, I know I'm probably the only out-of-market guy who's watching that game, but, you know, that's how I get with these things. So, I guess the way it is, I understand it. I don't like it, but I understand it. And, you know, as a fan, unfortunately, that's just kind of where you've got to get to with all of this. You know, the DH, the schedule, whatever's going on right now. It, you know, you're allowed to have your opinion like you and I have said millions of times on this podcast. You know, unfortunately, they're not listening to us. They don't care. As long as they're making money and getting ratings, they could care what no zero you-know-whats about what we think. Even though I fill out those damn surveys every time I get them.
So do I.
And, you know, they're not listening to me, though. That's just chaps my hide. But
well, if you answer how you think they want you to answer, then you'll think that way.
I know. I answer how I really feel. I don't, you know, I don't tell them what they want to hear.
I'm just saying it would be pretty damn interesting if it was just East, West, and Central divisions. And,
yeah,
you know, you went with the top three in each division.
Yeah, you know, and I think there would be people who would enjoy that. I think the problem that baseball would see with it is it would eliminate a lot of teams much earlier. You know, by having the three divisions, you know, that team sitting in fourth place, depending on your division structure, you know, like look at the, you know, the NL Central last year, with the exception of the Pirates, because the Reds hung around for a long time, there were literally four teams that could win that division. But
yeah,
when you add it into the bigger structure, you know, probably the Reds and maybe even the Cubs would have dropped off. So there's not as much drama when it comes to that. And I think that could possibly be a hold up with kind of redoing, you know, any division like that or anything like that. But, you know, we'll have to see because, you know, they're going to have to come up with something to win fans back. And you and I damn well know that lowering ticket prices isn't going to be one of them. So, you know, they, you know, I'm assuming we'll get a juiced baseball again because they're going to want home runs to, you know, try to get excitement. So we're going to get that. We're going to get a lot of offense. I do hate the fact, I don't know if you've seen this one, Dan, but they're going to do that stupid runner on base in extra innings.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to put that.
Yeah, I think they're going to do it at the start of, like, the 11th inning. You start with a runner on second base. So I probably won't be watching very many extra inning games because that's something I have. That's not baseball. You know, that's some made up whatever you want to call it. I would honestly rather have the game end in a tie than use that stupid rule.
Well, and that's the thing about that rule. That's the one thing that you're never – I'm going to be that guy who doesn't let you get your point in because all I'm going to say is they're not 12 years old.
Right. It's, you know, the bottom line is that's not baseball. The game was not created like that. You know, I can deal with the DH. That's okay because it doesn't take away from the game. This takes away from the game. And – you know, there's no reason for it. I know they say, well, we're going to speed up the game. We're already in extra innings. I've been watching the damn game for 4.5 hours. Where do you think I'm going? Obviously, I have no life and nothing to do because I've sat here for 4.5 hours with baseball. Why do I want to speed it up in the 11th inning? Give me the damn game. But, yeah, you know, and I just – It's ridiculous. I don't get the idea behind it. You know, we need to speed this up. Well, then start the first inning with the runner on second, and let's get some runs early so we don't have ties.
Yeah.
You know, start every inning with a runner on second. The guy who makes the last out the inning before goes to second base. You know, or when you're leading off, it's the nine hitter for the first inning. The nine hitter starts out on second base, and then after that, it's the guy who makes the last out every inning. It's like when you were a kid and you needed a guy to run for a guy. That guy who made the last out went out and ran for him so he could hit again. So, you know, we'll just play it like that. You know, and the next thing you know, we'll be doing pitcher's handout where all you need to do is get the ball back to the pitcher instead of throwing it the first guy to be out. So. But yeah, that'll be hilarious because Dan, you know, I'll sit there and watch 10 innings of a game, then I'll see the guy go off the second base, and I'll be like, all right, what else is on? So, is there another game going? You know, is there, you know, is wrestling on? Do I have something on DVR? What's on the Food Network? You know, whatever's going on, because I can damn well tell you, I ain't watching that garbage. It's no way.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, I'd be perfectly fine with the tie when it was 162 games.
You know, and what's so weird is, like, one of the reasons I heard him say is they don't want to, you know, with the shorter schedule like this, they don't want to extend the pitchers. Dan, they've expanded the rosters. You're going to have extra player. It's not 25 guys or whatever. You know, you're going to have extra bodies around. How are you extending your pitchers? You know, the only way you're extending your pitchers is if your team is poorly managed. So the Angels are in trouble because they have Joe Madden, but I think all the other teams in the league are pretty safe.
That was the best comment I heard yesterday.
That's why you didn't say anything, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I heard yesterday someone said, you know, is there any team that's going to have 66 relief appearances? And immediately, like, five people were like, Angels.
I mean, that'll be the interesting thing. Will we see a reliever in 60 games? You know, is there going to be some poor guy who's going to be out there every game pitching an inning or whatever, you know? And now I didn't hear this, Dan, and I'm wondering if maybe you know. Are they going to enact that rule where the pitcher has to finish the inning when he comes out of the bullpen?
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because I didn't think about it either until we just started kind of talking about pitchers. Because, that would be interesting to know. I guess, you know, you're going to have to look around and see if we can get the actual rules and how they're going to play this by, because otherwise we're just going to keep asking each other questions we don't have answers to.
Well, you know, like we talked about before, it's just been so hard to get back in the loop or in the groove.
Yeah, it's tough. And, you know, I don't even know, you know, honestly, I don't even know when they actually start, if I'll be ready to, you know, to be back, you know, be back out and ready to go. I mean, we'll have to see how I feel by then, or, you know, what works out. But I, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to blame Trump for something that goes on in baseball. But we'll, you know, we'll see.
Does he throw out the first pitch for the World Series banner raising day?
That would be awesome. Yeah, they haven't said it. You know, I haven't heard anything. I mean, with everything going on, I'm getting, you know, now, you know, I found this kind of odd, and I was wondering if you did. Were you surprised to hear that each team is going to train in their own city? You know, because I was kind of under the impression they were doing the universal training thing, like, you know, the NBA was going to do. So, were you shocked to hear that, you know, the Cubs are going to have to train in Chicago with the White Sox?
Well, you know, we have our own unique strain of COVID here, so you don't want to start mixing them all up together yet.
No, not yet. Well, maybe one cures the other. I don't think they're...
No, I think it's just easier. You know, we got to get a quick training in and start the season. You might as well keep them home.
Well, yeah, and I think typically what they're supposed to start July 1st, and then they're going to open the season the 24th or something like that. So it's not that long a period of time. I think I was kind of under the impression they were going back to Arizona or Florida to train. So, you know, maybe that was just a change.
Yeah, well, you know, it's what normally happens. So, no, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. So I think it'll work out just quite well. You know, it will be interesting if the Cubs and Sox do spring training games against each other. I don't know if the mayor will allow that or, you know, how that works. So it'll be interesting. It's a whole new world we're witnessing.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that was kind of my biggest question was, you know, how do they limit? Or don't, you know, do they, is it just, I guess, team to team?
Possibly. I mean, bring up some minor leaguers, all with the exception of the Oakland, since they're not getting paid. You know, you could put together two teams against each other every day, you know. Even with a 20, you know, 40-man roster, you got enough guys.
Yeah, I don't know, just one of those. You know, one of those odd, you know, odd things. But I did, and I don't know why. I saw this earlier, Dan. And I was just, you know, since it's kind of baseball related. Today is actually, I don't know if you remember her, but it's Moni Davis's, actually I believe it's her 18th birthday. This was the girl that was the, you know, the big Little League pitching star back in, it's already been like 2014. And it was just kind of odd because when I saw that it was her birthday, I was kind of wondering whatever happened to her. you know, because obviously, you know, the media overreacted and she was going to be the first girl in Major League Baseball, or first female, I should say. But, you know, obviously that's just kind of one of those, you know, things that are fleeting. You know, there's been a lot of Little League World Series stars that we've never heard from again. And, you know, there are a few that have managed to get into the major league. But, yeah, I don't know why that popped up, Dan, but what the hell ever happened to her?
I heard she retired after the Little League World Series.
So, you know, because I think the last I remember was she was planning on going to the University of Connecticut, but to be a basketball player, because obviously they have a long history of you know, female women's basketball there. It's a fantastic program. But, yeah, it was just one of those, you know, when we were talking about baseball and I saw that, I was kind of like, oh, okay, there's you know, whatever happened to this girl? Because, you know, she's probably been the most successful girl to play Little League, you know, at least on the big stage like that. But I don't know. I just kind of digress. It was just one of those weird things that popped into my head. No.
Yeah, well, at first I thought you were going to talk about the gymnast. The gymnast. I can't remember her name. But.
That played Little League baseball?
You know what I'm talking. No, the young girl who won all the titles. I don't know. I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
I'll have to look later.
I mean, you got to narrow. There's a lot of gymnasts that, you know, have won a lot of titles. And I know we don't talk a lot of gymnastics on here, so maybe we should do that more. No? See, we start talking gymnastics and Dan disappeared. See how that worked out? But
oh,
yeah, I did see.
Oh. Never mind. Like Simone or something.
Oh, Simone Biles?
Yeah.
Simone Biles?
Yeah. Totally not even Monet Davis, but.
Oh, yeah. Not even close.
Monet, Simone. The endings were kind of close. Not really, but.
Yeah. But yeah, while we're running out of show here, Dan, I do want to mention there were 6 new members voted into the Hockey Hall of Fame, and one of them with some ties to Chicago here, Marian Hossa, gets in on the first ballot. You know, I know he played a lot of other places, but. You know, obviously, he finished his career here in Chicago with the Blackhawks. So that kind of, you know, makes him a Blackhawk, I guess you could say. So, yeah, he gets in on the
phone.
But you did what?
So I didn't realize he's been out of hockey that long.
Yeah, well, it's been, let me check here. I got his stats in front of me. Yeah, 2016-17 was his last year. So, yeah, it's been a while now. You know, he had that odd, you know, and this has got to be weird, that odd skin disease where he actually had an allergic reaction to his equipment. So, you know, obviously you're not going to be able to play if you can't wear the equipment. But, yeah, looking here, Dan, I didn't realize he spent 8 years with the Blackhawks. So he was with the Blackhawks longer than he was with any other NHL franchise. He had a 19-year career, so he definitely was in the league a very long time. But yeah, it's like what do we got here? 525 career goals and 609 career assists. So he definitely has Hall of Fame numbers. Because yeah, I was a little surprised when I heard that he went in. But, you know, I mean, he's a 3-time Stanley Cup winner and, you know, his numbers definitely back it up. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised that he's a first ballot guy. So there you go, Dan, we get a former Blackhawk now headed to the Hall of Fame. So, But I don't know. Do you remember Marian Hossa as a Blackhawk, Dan? What's your favorite Marian Hossa memory? Oh no, did we lose Dan at the end of the show? See if Dan is still here. Yes, Dan is still here. Where did he go?
Oh, I accidentally. Well, the dogs are trying to make their entrance.
Oh, okay. Well, we haven't heard from the dogs in a while.
Yeah. No, I honestly, my hockey memory isn't as great as my baseball.
No, that's, I was just kind of teasing you there anyways. I wasn't expecting you. If you'd have pulled something out, I would have been really impressed. But, yeah, Hossa's going in with Jerome Ginla, Kevin Lowe, and then I believe Kim St. Pierre and Doug Wilson are going in. I'm not sure if they're going in as players or executives. And then Ken Holland goes in as what they describe as the builder category, which is something the NHL does for front office people. I don't know why they call it a builder category, but that's just what they describe it as. So, we'll, who knows if there will be an induction ceremony with everything going on, but there's at least you got some people going in.
Well, what do you think they'll do?
I don't know. Maybe they'll do it online. I did see that the NHL did limit their cities from 8 to 6, and Chicago is still in the running to possibly host the, be one of the host hub cities.
Surprise.
Yeah. Well, are you surprised it's taking them so long to pick? Because they were talking about starting the season, the middle of next month.
Yeah.
So don't they have to
figure out
where they're
picking?
Do you think they're just waiting to see like which city opens up first before they make a decision on like where they're going to try to go play?
I think so. I think that's the biggest factor.
Which I guess makes sense, but yeah, I was just kind of under the impression that we would know by now. And I know Las Vegas is still one of the front runners. But, like I said, Chicago and Los Angeles are still in the running. And then there's three Canadian cities, Edmonton, Toronto, and Vancouver. But, well, like I said, hopefully we find out soon. I would kind of like to know what's going on and what they're going to do. And I can't figure out, Dan, if I was just really excited to have a sport back or if I just really missed hockey, because when they announced these plans, man, I was all ready to go. It was like, all right, let's get going, let's get hockey back on TV so I can watch. But the longer this drags out, I'm just kind of like, oh yeah, that's right, hockey's coming back. So I'm not quite sure where I actually stood on it. But, hopefully we'll get an announcement soon. It'd be nice if we could figure out what the heck is going on. Because I know Dan is excited for hockey to come back.
Oh, yeah. Especially the playoffs. I want to see some Preds, some Knights, Kings, Blackhawks.
There you go. Blackhawks.
Yeah, well, I guess those are like the popular teams, right?
No, I'm a little bit more game copy of the model, but the music means we're taking off. Yeah, the music is tomorrow at 4:30. While we're on the field, sportsfromradio.com. Get over there and check out the blog. While you're there, follow the link over to the Facebook. Don't forget we have the Twitter feed, though, which is at sportsfromradio. Of course, you can hunt games down on Twitter as well. We'll see with that. And hey, if you stop by and look at live, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
SportsTimeRadio.com.